Hey there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview different leaders to help empower you to live your happiest life. So stay tuned. If you hear anything or learn anything of value, I would be honored if you would share it with your friends and family. And most importantly, if you love music, make sure to stay all the way to the end to hear about the contest. Check out our guest. All right. I am so freaking excited, so honored to have Siri Giese here on the Move Happy Movement podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I just got done teaching and I was like, oh, I'm going to end my class.
Yay. That's so perfect. So for those that, you know, don't know who you are, don't know your background yet, you and I connect. I always love to connect the story of how I connect to the people on the show. And I actually was a coach at your school and I met you, and you just happened to be wearing a CrossFit shirt. I just happened to be looking for a CrossFit gym, and it was just like a match made in heaven. And that was a few years ago now. And I mean, it's been awesome. You come to visit me when I moved across the country, and you're a phenomenal woman. You own your own gym. You're a teacher of middle school students. Like, you're a mom. You do all these crazy cool things. Let's talk about the origin story. What got you interested in all of it?
Well, like you said, I own a gym. Well, I own actually Hold the Roof, but a couple of us, CrossFit Infusion, decided that we wanted to start CrossFit gym. We didn't know what it looked like. We all kind of, and Cody, we all had an idea of what we wanted, and you know, it's a lot of work. So we thought, well, what better way to not take on everything all at once by ourselves? People who, you know, bring so much to the table together. And so Jess, Cody, Dana, I started out of it was actually a two-car garage at Jess Cody's farm.
Yes, and I was there.
we went and took over Cody's hole. and then we got bigger and that incredible space for us. We got a lot of publicity here, so it was amazing. And we got the opportunity. CrossFit Infusion was actually looking to sell, and you know, that's where all of us started, and it was our roots. And so we thought, what decision to do than purchase it? And so CrossFit Infusion kept the roots. And then I have a now 13, and Colton turned 11 yesterday.
That's so crazy.
They started getting into sports, lacrosse, all and stuff. And point of the, like, kind of a crossroads, we had someone, one of our members and one of our original coaches, he loved the roost as much as we did, and so I had the opportunity to sell that to him.
Yay!
And so super exciting. It's in now all four of us, but it's still open. And TJ is still an owner, and he has Jordan and Nathan are phenomenal coaches. They're amazing. It's just really neat to see, like, transformation of the gym. And so now I just coach out of my garage, Serious Games.
Yay!
Exciting. You know, I had that opportunity to own a gym and a lot of work.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very thankful for the smaller version of that.
Yeah, and that's so dope. And that's kind of how, like, I remember you telling me when you first started too. Like, you were coaching, I want to say, like, in your house before school, after school, and being a mom, and you were, like, doing all these crazy things in a 24-hour period. Like, I don't know when you slept, honestly. You're like, I don't know either.
All the blur.
That's so cool, though, that you've been able to transition. And for those that aren't watching the YouTube, we definitely need to get you on the YouTube because this sign is phenomenal in the background. It's so gorgeous.
My friend Sarah, she's amazing local artist around here. I said, Sarah, I want a unicorn. That's kind of, we call ourselves a unicorn squad. And unicorn, and I want it to say Serious Games. And this is the magical, amazing thing.
That is so cool.
It just is, you know, encompass everything about, like, just, you know, loving what you do. And
yes.
Sparkles, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, and it's so you. Like, I mean, you just exhibit all of this love and warmth, and you're an incredible coach too. Like, don't get me wrong, those workouts were hardcore. Like, I was definitely losing my breath and hated you at moments, but you know, but you're an incredible coach, and I remember you know, very specific things that helped up-level my professionalism as a PE teacher at that time and coach. And it was my first year coaching middle schoolers, and I wanted to make sure, you know, I gave them, like, the best opportunity possible. So I would use those skills that you would train in, you know, you and the team at that time would do those WODs and workouts of the day and whatnot, and then you'd break it down even further than just, here's the demo of the exercise. You're like, here's actually what happens within your knees. You want to make sure that you're pushing your knees out a little bit. Like, I remember those things. You're a phenomenal teacher and coach, and I'm so excited to, you know, share your golden nuggets with those that are listening to this show, because there might be somebody that is really into fitness and they want to take it to that next level, or maybe they're thinking about starting their own CrossFit gym themselves, wherever they're located in the world. What are some tips that you've learned on keeping a positive mindset for those that might be aspiring to start their own CrossFit or, you know, get into that fitness level?
Well, there's so many things that, you know, like, you learn along the way and that you don't even think about or anything like that. I will say, such a blessing to be able to share, and it wasn't like a burden, but at the same time it was a lot of stuff that goes into it, and so being able to share the jobs with other people was super helpful for all of us, and we all brought in a really different approach, and I'm sure you remember, you know, different, Dan would teach different, or like, you could tell our programming was a little bit different. Wrote the programming for that month. And so there is such a blessing in having multiple owners, because you bring something to the table. And it's usually that passion. You can see whatever their passion is through, you know, their coaching and their training and whatever they decide that, you know, we're doing for the workouts. It's those simple little things that you can see. I would say, like, if you want to do it, if you are passionate about it, do it. I know it's scary, and it is. It was really scary. You know, I'm a single mom who, you know, I teach PE during the day, and then I would go. I remember there were nights that all four of us, probably like all of the time that we were in TR1. All of us every night after our jobs, because Dan was a doctor, Cody does HVAC, and we would all just go to the gym and we would all coach all night. And so it was like countless years. And I do that teaching, kind of, you don't get into teaching thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a millionaire, right?
Right.
You're not going to happen. Love it, and whatever area is, you know, obviously, like, I teach PE and I, you know, owned a gym. I love fitness and I love inspiring people. But if you're passionate about it and you want to do it, just go for it. Like, figure it out. Whatever it is that you are afraid of, you will figure it out. And, you know, I am religious, so I'm not, you know, pushing anything on anyone else. But I have faith that whatever I am afraid of, it doesn't matter. If it is what God has for me, it will happen. And
Amen.
I believe that. I, you know, pray whatever I do each day with my students or, you know, with my members that I train here, I pray, you know, they see the best in themselves. And that's a really important thing too, is, you know, you're in charge of other people. Like when you're following your dreams and you're opening this business, it's not just you by yourself now. It's you are influencing these people and you are providing a job or a service or anything like that. So if you're passionate about it, it gets really old really quick.
Absolutely.
So I can't say it enough. Like there's always going to be that what if. There's always going to be something you're scared of, those fears. But just trust, have faith that if it is truly in God's plan for you, it will happen.
Absolutely.
And it may not look like what you want it to, right? It may be you training out of your garage. It may be this big, you know, NorCal CrossFit, you know, phenomenon, you know, that go into the roost thinking that we were going to be the next NorCal, you know, that's not. You know, our hope was to help people move and find that passion for just moving or living or, you know, just loving who they are. And that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're spot on, you know, don't be afraid, take action, make sure you're focused on doing what you love and you'll figure it out along the way is kind of in a nutshell what I heard you say. And also, I mean, you're phenomenal, not just with the positive mindset, but like I have friends still from the Roost and I moved across the country and I stay connected on social media because of the community that you guys built through, you know, authenticity, bringing great value to your customers. And there's people that I have for a lifetime, I believe, you know, and some of them have even moved to other states and things, but we've been able to stay connected because you guys set it up for success, not just for fitness, but for community, which leads into our second pillar, which is a great transition. So, you know, part of our happiness is really highly predicted on our social network, who we hang around, and, you know, those that are into fitness, you want to hang around fitness people. Those that are into music, you want to hang around music people. So for those that are maybe struggling and they want to get into fitness, they want to improve their health, they want to improve their mental health, what are some tips and strategies that you've learned? Because I think you're really good at building community. At least that's from my perspective as that customer and as a friend, you know, I see that you're really good at it because I trust you, right? So what are some things that you've learned to maybe help somebody that's struggling with that?
To build a community, you have to care about the people who are in it. Like, people are not just a number. They are not just you know, someone paying you money. Like, they are, but they are people. They're real struggles. They have people or demons that are at your place. It's the place that, you know, like I think of my students, it's the only place that they feel heard. And if I can help them build that, I have that trust or their trust.
Yep.
Adults are just we want someone to care about us, and you know,
yes,
you have to care. Of knowing that, you know, that person has 5 kids, or that person, you know, you may not know their birthday exactly, you know, thank God for Facebook, but you know, you know the little things about them mean by you, and you're not just, you know, then they know, well, I'm not just he truly does care about me. And I think it's really important because we've all not been seen in our life, you know, whether it's a friend relationship or, you know, a family situation. We've all been not seen, and we know how crummy that feels. And so I really try to make sure that whatever I'm doing, you know that I care about you. And you know, whether it's, hey, I really know that you like this type of music, so we're going to listen to this music, or you know, like, I know that you have an injury, so we're going to modify it, but make you feel sick. So I think that are really the important thing. Doing things above and beyond. It's a new mom, and the only thing that she needs to do is just get on an assault bike and ride just around the baby. You know, you remember Ryder and Ryland, and we would air the babies so that the parents could work out. And I think that was really helpful, because I oftentimes see that, like, no, kids are stuck in a room and they're not allowed, you know, like,
just,
like, lovingness. It's really, really important for any type of community or any kind of ship to be successful.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And I remember you just, like, brought to memory one of the members. I don't remember their names, but they had, I want to say she was 7 or 8, and she was doing pistol squats, one-legged squats, because she was watching mom and dad doing their workouts, and they were modeling that behavior, and all of the gym members were modeling that behavior to her. Like, that's what I loved about the culture there, was that everybody was welcome.
And that's funny you bring that up. Jaden, that's Nikki and Tony's daughter, now works out at the Roost.
Oh, yay, full circle.
Full spitfire. She is amazing. So,
that's
awesome. It is really cool to see that, too. And, you know, we have our, you know, our G members, you know, like you guys who are you know, still there, or even if you're not, they'll check in. And it's so nice. You know, and that's from you guys are, you know, making up. Feel heard, and I just love that too, because that's like our community, our little tribe, and it's really important to do that. You know, find like-minded people.
Yes.
You know, and I know that people say, well, you know, CrossFit, or you know, once it's kind of like cultish, or you know, even like you know, whatever. But iron sharpens iron wherever you go. And
that's so true.
If you find someone who of yourself, whatever that is, if it's finding a passion, but whatever it is, you find those people who make you a better version of yourself, and I think gyms do a really good job of that. You know, people just want to look good, kid, or you know, whatever. It is, or, you know, people just post stuff on Instagram, you know, all the time working out, and some people see it as obnoxious, but some people don't understand, don't take the time to understand. Do you know that that person used to be 300 pounds, and now they lost, you know, 200 pounds, and they're proud of it. And
as they should be.
We don't know people's past. We don't know what is going on in their lives. We shouldn't be looking for that. Just understanding that, wow, this person, you know, just look at the light in them. You know, if you don't like a person's personality, that's something different. But, like, don't be judging.
No, yes.
Find that makes you shine brighter, and it'll, and you all will flourish.
Yeah. 100%. And speaking of cultish and, you know, all the things, you know, on the exercise psych side, because that's what my specialty is, I still have my little shorty shorts from when I was in the group, because I did start to see, you know, and that's normal. Like, if you start associating with people, you start, you know, if you're a hiker, you start associating, you're going to get the hiker branded backpack or the equipment to make it work functionality wise also, and to fit socially within the group. And that's not a bad thing. And I was like, so inspired, because you were so fit, you know, the coaches were so fit, and some of the members were like so fit. And I was like, yeah, iron sharpens iron. I was ready to take it to the next level for myself on that physical side. But then also it really helped me feel more confident and boosted my mental health. Cause I was like, every single time I went, it was like 3 days a week, I think, is what I was doing. And I remember feeling so good for a few days even after the workout, like terrible, but also good, right? Because I was like, I knew that I was like killing those muscles and really get into overload so that I could actually improve and I could be a good example to my students and my athletes and all that. So you're spot on about that. Building community, you really need to be in a room where people challenge you to be a better version of yourself. So thank you for those tips. Spot on.
Especially with like this COVID stuff, like please find something. If it's an online fitness community,
yes.
You can follow Serious Gains on Facebook.
Yes. Like,
whatever, you know, like honestly, do something, even if it's like right now our focus for people this month is walking, and it's walking half an hour. Like,
love it.
That's it. I don't want you, you know, if you want to go, you know, do our workouts and stuff like that, that's totally fine. But
yeah.
If right now walking is and you will feel so much better just by, and you know, it doesn't kill yourself so you can't move for 3 days, although that's fun, but you know,
in there.
Find what you love. If it's Zumba, Zumba it out. If it is dancing, get that, you know, Wii Fitness or whatever and dance your booty off. I don't care. Yes. Something moving, because whatever it is going to make you feel better.
It's absolutely.
Like, I just think it's so funny that like all the gyms are closed and that's like, you know, where COVID lives, you know, especially here in Washington, like we can't do anything. And so it's my sanity is, you know, my friend Kimmy comes every morning and she's been here the whole thing closed down, and she's been my little battle buddy in the mornings, and we do 5:45.
I love that.
And like, it is when we don't work out in the mornings, it's one of those things that it's just, it takes that sanity away, and it's like, man, you know, you really need it. So find that time, even if it's 3 10-minute walks or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Would it be 6 5-minute walks? I don't know. I teach math, but find something and move. And I know it's cold, like here, it's like gonna snow this week sometime. But walk up and down your stairs. I walk up, you know, put a weight on, walk up and down your stairs. Something that gets you moving, because I promise you, it will make you feel better.
100%. Yes, absolutely. And for people that want to follow you, is it how it's spelled on the screen, the Serious Gains?
Gain. Yep.
Okay. So it's SIRIOUSGAINZ for those that are listening and those that are watching can see it on the YouTube. And that's the same on all social media.
Love it. I don't have an Instagram for it. I just.
All right. Facebook.
I don't even. Twitter works, so.
All right, girl, we're going to talk after the show about getting you on the other platforms. LinkedIn is hot. We got to get you on LinkedIn for sure, Okay. And for those that, I mean, obviously you've got your CrossFit gym, you've got teaching. For those you talked about, do what you enjoy. So what is your absolute favorite thing? If you could pick a favorite or a couple of favorite ways to move your body.
I love hiking. I absolutely
love
the Pacific Northwest. If those of you have never gone to the Pacific Northwest, we have incredible views, mountains. It is gorgeous. There's like, I've lived here my whole life and, you know, barely put a dent in the amount of hikes that you can do. And I would be hiking all year round if I could. I really could, but I'm not made for this.
I hear that.
I can say that, but I have a daughter and he is just a little rambunctious thing of energy. Mm-hmm. And so we go out on our little hikes and I love it. I love just going walking with my kids. It's really neat to see the little humans that they're becoming. At 13, like, you know, every day they're both getting taller than me, but it's really neat to hear about their day, how they're feeling. You know, they can voice those even more complex feelings, you know, with this COVID, they're feeling that, you know, complex things that are going on. And so it's just, my family means a lot to me. We go out to my dad's, and we go out and play golf, and you know, just being outside and being with my family and friends, there is nothing better than having that, you know, community, that tribe of people that just, you know, really support me.
I love that, and it's fun to see your family photos online, because I am, you know, far away, and it's nice to see you are consistent with going out on hikes, doing the outdoor shots with your family, and it's nice to know that because of my teaching background, I know, you know, when we are doing things as adults, we are socially influencing those that are younger than us, whether they're our kids, our students, people that we volunteer with. And it's phenomenal that you're so consistent with it, because you are changing lives by even showing a photo online. You're changing other people's lives, right? You're being that positive example. So keep up the great work, girlfriend. And I know you were following you on all social media. Well, we're going to get you up on LinkedIn, get you on Twitter, definitely on Facebook. Yeah. And we talked about, as far as like, you have a charity, right, that you are really excited to talk about. So let's talk a little bit about that. How can we support you in this charity? First of all, what's the name of it again?
It is Stone Soup Collaborative. So it's that old story about Stone Soup, is like how it is started. My very good friend, Nils McKinney, he is so just loving, and he is kind and thoughtful and talented. He sold me my car, and I bought my 4Runner from him. And ever since, we've just, you know, God felt that we needed to be in each other's lives, and we've been in each other's lives. And so the Stone Soup Collaborative is just a bunch of people who want to help stop and so right now they are trying to go something like that of getting a building. They have one in Tacoma. It's like a 3-story building, but it's not just giving food to the homeless. And they've given like over 1 million meals over this whole COVID thing. Like, just amazing, amazing people. And but what they want to do as well is they want to have cooking classes, and they want to teach people how to, you know, use food or what they have to create healthy meals for their family.
That's so important.
It's so much more than, you know, donations. It's their love, passion. Building in this process. And so if you're looking to you know, donate or anything like that, you know, please look on the website, all their contact there. But it is just such a big program that you know, especially here in Washington, you know, we have a really high homeless population, and it gets really cold in the wintertime. Warm meals provided for anyone. And you don't even have to be, you can just go there for a good cook, you know, a home cooked meal. It's not just, oh, you know, let's put together some mashed potatoes in a box. Like, it's him with his passion and deliciousness of cooking. He's just a great person. And if you're looking to donate, I would highly encourage you to, because it's just so great for the community. And what's great is they want their system to be able to be replicated. So
if that's awesome.
In Tennessee, somebody wants to up in New York, take and open up a, you know, kitchen. So if you're looking at, you know, if you live in another state and you're looking for something to open or, you know, give back to the community, you know, something that he wants to spread all over the world. So that
love that.
That was really cool.
That is so awesome. And one more time, what's the link for those that are listening?
Stone Soup Collaborative.
Awesome.
And he wanted me to let you know that right now the website's a little under construction because, again, they're buying a building, which is super exciting from all the donations. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah, that's so cool.
But so he just wants you to know all the contact and all that stuff is good. Or just contact me and I'll get you in contact with him.
That's so cool. Love it. And thank you for, you know, being such a giving person and sharing someone else's organization when you could promote yourself, right? But that's what women do. We're all about giving to others. So everybody needs to send you money too.
No, you don't. You know, it's one of those things that I was very blessed with the situation we had with the roots and home, having people who come here every single day to, you know, suck, you know, do a sucky workout with me and just, you know, just around each other. I would be blessed, like, and I feel like whatever God has given me.
Absolutely. And that's why I love you so much, girl. All right. So our fun random question. I always love to close it out with the random question of the day. And I did a last minute tweet out. So let me pull up. I'm going to minimize you for one second. Let me see if I can find a question. If not, I'm going to think of one on the spot here in prompt two. All right. And your random question of the day is, what do you love to eat for breakfast?
Oh, man. Okay. Same thing for, I don't know, like 4 years. It's bacon, oatmeal, raspberries, egg whites, and spinach.
All together?
All together mixed. Like, it is so good. It is so good. Like, makes the oats are, like, savory, kind of, like, grits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. So good.
I love it.
Every morning I eat that. Yeah. But, you know, I do love me some, like, pancakes or waffles or, you know, like, when we were in Tennessee, we had, like, sweet potato pancakes mm-hmm. with sweet cream.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Oh, my God. Thinking about it. So if I could have but you know
once a year or once every few years.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing to eat.
Love it. Awesome. This has been so fun. Ciri Giese here on the Move Happy Movement podcast. Thank you so much. Super fun. Thank
you. I
love you, girl.
All right, there you have it, folks. Thanks so much for listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. I hope that you learned something today. I hope that we added value to you. It would mean the world to me. If you learned a little something today, if you wouldn't mind sharing it on your social media and tagging us to help us spread the message of hope, love, and most importantly, empowering those that are struggling right now in the world. You can tag us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at The Real Move Happy. On Twitter, we are at Move Happy Team. On Snapchat, when it's operational, we are at The Move Happy. On LinkedIn, you can tag me in my professional business page, Erin Nicole, CEO and founder of Move Happy. And you can also tag us at Move-Happy, the purple and gray logo. And I'm going to check our downloads here for our private VIP contest. Once we get to 10,000 downloads, those of you that are regularly sharing will get a private invite. So hold on one second while I check the website. All right, so we're at 2,235 downloads, listens. So thank you so much for spreading the word. I do not pay for any ads. I have not bought any bots. This is real listeners listening to the show and having their lives changed. So thank you. Thank you for being a part of that. So we're getting close and we definitely could get some support. So please share. If you also go onto iTunes and write a review, I love to read those reviews and give you a shout out on the show. So thanks again so much for listening. I love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. See you next week, guys.